With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The United States and the EU agreeing to a trade framework setting a 15% tariff on most goods. Correspondent Ken Lohrman has details.
President Trump announced the agreement after meeting with the European Commission chief. He described the negotiation as beneficial for both parties. The agreement includes major U.S. energy purchases and investments by the EU.
And he adds some strategic products will have zero tariffs, but details are still being finalized. Will many Americans soon have a few more dollars in their pockets? President Trump says he's thinking about using some of the tens of billions of dollars of tariff revenue the United States is gathering to provide a few rebates to Americans. He says the big thing is paying down the debt, but also says a little rebate for people of certain income level might be very nice. A former GOP Senator Jim Talent says it's likely the Senate Majority Leader will be forced to delay breaking for the August recess as Democrats refuse to confirm some key Trump nominees.
What I think they ought to do is, what if I had to guess, Thune will do, which is he'll keep them in, moving nominations for a few days, and eventually the Democrats will come to some kind of an agreement, and they'll get a number of the non-controversial nominees, and then they can go home.
And Talent says the Majority Leader, John Thune, will have to play his cards very carefully to help confirm Trump nominees.
Now, the constraint on Thune here is if Republicans start to leave, because, of course, he's got to have the votes on the floor. So he's got to make certain that he can hold 51 votes in Washington. But I feel pretty sure he can do that.
And this is SRN News. Another city takes a stand for life.
Hooks, Texas has become the 59th municipality to declare itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. Lawmakers in Hooks have voted to outlaw all abortions within their borders and make it illegal for anyone to transport a girl from Hooks to another location for an abortion. The state of Texas has an abortion ban of its own. The idea for unborn sanctuary cities came from liberals who had taken to declaring their localities sanctuary cities for illegal aliens in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Pakistan has ordered an investigation into the abuse of the country's draconian blasphemy laws. Islamabad High Court telling the government to form a special commission to probe allegations that the laws are often used to settle, in their words, petty scores, and in many cases to persecute Christians. This is SRN News. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says the past 4 years of Biden policies, including sky-high inflation, leaving many young workers to lose 20% of the value of their overall savings.
Meanwhile, we've seen home prices absolutely explode. We've seen the interest rates on mortgages also hit the highest in literally decades. So all of this combines to create a situation where young people simply can't get ahead.
And he says the dream of owning their own home seems far out of reach now for many young workers in America.
Because now they can't even save more money for a down payment on a house because their rent is so high, their groceries are so high, their transportation costs, their insurance is so high, etc. Young folks today are basically just on a treadmill.
And Tony was speaking with the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.